The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Dafayin Ches. The sugis in Dafayin Zayin and Ayin Ches contain some of the most difficult kachim yonim. Not only in Mesechus Sochem, but in all of Zayda Kachim. These are the Yonim, a few dafim after that. Also, Yonim of Imein Basar Ein Dom, the Sugya of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and thereafter the Sugya of Tzitz Meratz. It's complicated. There's a lot of details. We're just going to try to pull out Kiddar Kenu, some of the basic principles, and try to illuminate some of the underpinnings of the halachas, so that when you go through the Cheshbonis of the Gemara, you hear the underlying themes that address these noisim. The Gemara brings Barichus, and the Gemara is done where and when exactly the Machlekes is. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, in a general sense, is the Machlekes Imein Basar Ein Dom. The Pasuk says, V'yosiso elesecha abosav adom. Rabbi Yeshua, the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, learns out from there that the Tzura of a carbon is only V'yosiso elesecha refers to the Asiyas Oilo, as we've explained several times. The Ritzui, the Yotzi Dechavos of a carbon, is Bezrikas Adam. And the Pasuk adds to that, the Pasuk in Parshas Rei, V'asiso elosecho, habosar ve'adom, the carbon needs habosar ve'adom. Now, we know that in the carbon, what's ma'akiv, that a person is yoytzi dechevosu, in whatever kapara he needs, is only bezrikas adam. What's bosar doing in the Pasuk, V'asiso elosecho, habosar ve'adom? So the Tanya of Yeshua learns that habosar ve'adom tells us that the tsura of a carbon is that the carbon zrika is only chal. This, that the carbon is a carbon, that it's yotzi dechevosu, that it's mechaper, whatever the carbon is supposed to accomplish, is only true if at the time of the zrikas hadam, there is basar intact. Basar, by the way, does not only refer to basar, it refers to either basar or techelev, meaning to say, at the time of the avodas hadam, with the dam going on the mizbech is mechaper, there has to be that the carbon includes, has in it, also either basar, the dam is Matir the Basar. The Chelik Avodas Hadam, we've explained several times that in every carbon there's the Chelik Avodas Hadam and there's the Achilles of the carbon. The Avodas Hadam is the Shechita Kabbalah Hiloch Azrika. The Dam going on the Mizbech creates the Kapora and a person is Yoitza, whatever in Yonim he had to be Yoitza with the Zrika Hadam. But the Zrika Hadam not only means Yotze Dechevosai, but it also is Matir Achilo. Achilo doesn't only mean the Achilo which is eaten by the Kahanim and the Yisraelim. It also means the achila of the mizbech. That which goes on the mizbech is called achilas mizbech. The pasuk refers to it as achilas mizbech. So to speak, the part that's given l'shulchan gavoya, that's the chelev, in a carbon oil, it's the whole guf ha-behema. But there has to be a achila which is ro'ui, b'shas tzrikas hadam. The two parts of the carbonis, the two parts of every carbon, the avodas hadam, even though the only David said dam is ma'akev and not the chelik or achilo, if one doesn't eat from the carbon, right after the zrikas hadam, if the whole carbon gets lost, becomes tomei, is yotzim Yerushalayim, and it becomes postal, whatever the case is, the carbon is already yotzi dechevosa. But, b'shas, the zrikas hadam has to exist as part of a complete carbon. A complete carbon is only a carbon that has achilos. Important to point out, the Mishnah Davayin Ches on the base tells us that by carbon Pesach, since la'achilo koi, it's not enough achilas mizbech. As we've said, the ikur of carbon Pesach, over and over again, we've seen the sugis, this stress, is la'achilas yisroelim. The ikur of carbon Pesach is only the achilas habaylim. If that's true, then what the tzura of the carbon is dafka the achilas, is dafka the basar that could be eaten by the baylim. The chelev will not suffice, and that's why the Mishnah tells us. On Amid Bey is nitma basar v'chelev kaim in his zorikas adam. Even though there's chelev, but if the basar is nitma, it's not a carbon pesach anymore. Nitma achelev, a basar kaim zorikas adam. You don't need both, you need the ikar achilas. In a regular carbon, that's either the achilas mizbech or the achilas adam. Suffice it, either one, to render the carbon a complete carbon that the zrikas adam should be chal, and yotzi dechevosoi, ma'ashenge by carbon pesach, la'achilakoy, it has to be the achilas adam. So far, so good. This is Rabbi Lezer. This is Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Lezer does not hold the din of a main boss or a dam. He holds that a carbon b'shas tzrika, if tzrika is done properly, yotzi dechevotzi, you do not need intrinsically in and at the time of zrika sadam that the carbon should also have a component of achila, even if the basar and the chelev were nitma, or they were neva, they were nisraf, whatever the case is. The Gemara has done back and forth over this whole lengthy, complicated sugya, where exactly this din is. Rabbi Yossi, the Tanna Rabbi Yossi, the Etzim Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shur is a Mishnah in Menachos. The Tanna Rabbi Yossi comes along and he creates a Pshara. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shur are Tanoim Kadmoinim. Rabbi Yossi is from the later Tanoim, and he creates a Pshara. Roya Ani is Divri Rabbi Shur Lechatchilav Rabbi Lezer B'Dievid. Rabbi Shur is a Din Lechatchilav B'Dievid. If you were Zoyek the Dam and there was no component of Achilav there, Yossi Dechivasoi. The Gemara also has a suggestion in the lengthy and complicated negotiations that are going on Ayin Zayinim and Beis and Ayin Chesim and Aleph. The Gemara mentions at Tzad that there's a chilik between Karban Mincha. The Mishnah, as we said, is in Karban Mincha. It's a Mishnah in Meseches Menachos about Kmitza. We'll get back to that in a second, what Kmitza does and doesn't do. That maybe Rabbi Yeshua's din, Rabbi Yeshua's psul of a main boss or endam would only be true by a carbon, not by a mincha. And maybe we would only pask in Rabbi Yeshua only because we have a problem over here. We have the Mishnah that tells us on Ayin Vav Amid Beis that Chamisha Dvarim Boin Betumah Ve'en Nechalim Betumah, and the Gemara is very bothered by how could the Zrikas Adam be done Betumah if the carbon is brought Betumah and then Einon Nechalim Betumah. Again, over there we have the same dogish. The Pesach is brought Betumah and it's Nechal Betumah. The whole carbon Pesach is only the achila, but the other things that are brought that are doich etumah, which are the five things in the Mishnah which are karbonis tzibur, are boyin betumah. The zrikas adam could be performed betumah ve'en nechalon betumah if there's no achila there, if it's not royal achila, because it's brought betumah. What happened to main boss? That's the basis of the whole cheshbon of the Gemara, and the Gemara tries to suggest that maybe the chiluk between carbon mincha and zvachim, maybe zvachim is more chomer. Maybe we don't pask in the kpeda of Rabbi Shua main boss and edam only by carbon mincha, only by zvachim, not by carbon mincha. The things in the Mishnah are menachos. Those are some of the cheshbonos. What's interesting is the Rambam. How where the Rambam gets from the Gemara is questionable, but let's try to define the shita of the Rambam. As always, a clear definition of what the Rambam says is usually invaluable in defining the underlying ideas and structure of a sugya. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim, that's where these halachas are discussed, in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Dalet, tells us that if there is no Basar, if the Kohanim were Mekabel the Dam, and by the time the Dam got to the Mizbeach, and there was a Maaseh Zrikas Dam, there was no Basar left. The whole Basar became Tomei. Tommy person is Tommy, touched the goof of the behemoth, and there's no basa left. Or let's say the whole behemoth was carted out, it was yotza mea beis hamikdash, etc. The halacha is in main basa b'shaz zrikas adam, lo yirotza, you're not yotza the carbon, that means he paskins the halacha Rabbi Shua main basa in dom. But if the basa was Tommy, and the dam was spritz, look at chile, you don't spritz the dam. But if it was Nizrak, the halacha is that the tzitz is meratzah, which is a totally separate halacha that we're going to learn about in Yitzhak Hashem. We are learning about it, but we'll learn about it in Yitzhak Hashem the next year. And as the tzitzim go on, there's a din of tzitz meratzah that in many cases, certain cases at least, where there's a problem, a psul in the carbon of tumah, there is a mechanism that we learn out from the pasuk tzitz meratzah, that the kohen wearing the tzitz is mechaper, supersedes the halacha of tumah somehow. We'll get back to it. And because of that, despite the fact that the basar is nitma, if you were zerik the dam, and there was no basar because the basar was not roi lachilas mizbeach, it wasn't roi lachilas on because it was tamei, but if there's tzitz meratzah, then that will supersede that problem and b'dievid yoytza. But it's clear in the Rambam, if the basar was nisraf or never, it's gone, it's lost, then the halach is that the carbon is not a carbon. You'll be sure. Shittis of Yeshua, main basar and dam. In another place, in Perek Yud Aleph and Halacha Chof, in Psula HaMikdashim, the Rambam says that b'di'evid, even if it's nevdo nitzvah, again, not nitzvah, we have ritzu tzitz, But even Nevdo Nisufu, the Bosa, the Chelik HaAchila, the carbon is gone. It's gone in Gansin, Nevdo and Nisufu. The Halacha is by carbon Mincha, the Rambam song, by Shriyari Menachos. The Halacha is that that's Meratza. This seems to be, and that's Bidiyavid. This seems to be Rav Yosi. So it's interesting because the Gemara brings up Rav Yosi as one side. That there's a difference between the Chetchil and Bidiyavid, whether there's a Psul and Bidiyavid. There is no Psul of a main Basa and Dam. The Gemara seems to reject that. In totality, the Gemara also seems to be Doicha that there's a Chil between Zvachim and Menachas. And here we see the Rambam Paskening that there's a Chil between Zvachim and Menachas. Legabe Nevdo and Nisifu, if there's a Psul of a main Basa and Dam. And whether there's a Psul of a main Basa and Dam, Bidiyavid, the Rambam seems to be Mechalik between Lechetchil and Bidiyavid. In which case, the Rambam's nishtehi nishteher. What we see over here is that the Rambam didn't reject the first discussion of the Gemara, that the chil between Zvachim and Menachos in total. The Gemara understood that there's a chil between Zvachim and Menachos. The chilik between Lechatchil and Bidiyavid, which is the suggestion of Rav Yosi, is lemaskana, at least the way the Rambam passed, only true by Menachos. And by Zvachim, that din is Likuva. What does this mean? That means that what we see in the Rambam is that what the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua, who passels, his Kpeid of the main Basa and Dam, is Ma'akiv even B'dievet, if the Chelika Achila, the Chelev and the Basa of the carbon were never in Nisrael, that din is Ma'akiv Likuva. Even if the Dam was Nisrael, it's not only Lechatchila, don't spritz the Dam. But even B'dievet, if the Dam was spritzed, the carbon is no good, you're not Yoitza, that's true by a carbon Zvachim. And therefore only Nitma, which Nitma has a din, that if you spritz the dam, the dinim of Tumah superseded from Tzitz Meratza, that's why only that is good, Bidiyavid. But by carbon Mincha, there's a chilik between the Chetchil and Bidiyavid, by carbon Mincha, even if there's no chilik achila at all, the halacha is still that the carbon is kosher Bidiyavid. What does this mean? So there's a shtikul Oyosamech, Ramei Simchi illuminates the foundations of this, then he explains like this. He says that Be'ikr, there's two fundamental ways of attacking this din of Ein Basa and Dam. There's two ways of understanding, they're both true. The Or Sameach, if anybody wants to look it up, is in Hilchus Me'ilah, Per Gimel, Halacha Gimel. He explains like this. Let's first give a little bit of Hagdama to what the Chilukim is between Karbon Mincha and Karbon Zvachim. The Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis in the first Pek of Menachos says that the same process of avoda that exists by Karbon, by regular Karbonis of Behema, exists also by Mincha. The same way by Karbonis is Shchita Kabbalah Elochis, because Shchita refers to separating the Dam, the Nefesh HaBehema, from the Guf HaBehema. That's true. The Kmitza in the Mincha, you bring the Bailam brings the Mincha, and the Kohen is takes off a kmitza. The kmitza is the chelik ha-gavoya, like the dam. The taking it in his hand, doing the complicated kmitza procedure, is the kabbalah, the Rambam says. The loch is the loch, taking it to the mizbeach. And being makter it on the mizbeach is the part that goes on the mizbeach, that Torah of the kmitz, together with levoina. Levoina, if anybody wants to look it up in the dictionary, it translates as frankincense. And that was put, the Pasuk says, that was put together with the chitin of the kemach of the Karbon Mincha on the Mizbeach. That is, so to speak, the Zrika. That's the chel that goes on the Mizbeach. That's the Ritzui, that's the Yotzi Dechelosoi. And the Mechaper is totally in the putting the Kmitza on the Mizbeach. Says Rav Meir Simcha, but there's an interesting difference between, even though the process is parallel, but there's one chilik. In Karbon Zvachim, in a behema, the chelik ha-guf of the behema, the chelik ha-achila, which is totally in the guf, and the chelik ha-dam, are two totally separate entities. Zrika is one process. The one process of dam, shechit kabbala elocha zrika, facilitates the chelik ha-achila. But what you do with the achila is the basar, the chelik that goes on the mizbeach, that's totally removed, the same way, that's the way it is in a human being. The behema, like the Ramban says, is the person. When we makriv kabonis, we're not giving the Rabban Shalom our sheep, we're giving him ourself. The behema is a symbolic offering of our own sense of self. Our guf and our personality exist not, they're not one thing. we're supposed to influence our guf with our personality, and with our neshama, we're supposed to influence our personality, of course, we're supposed to be misakin our personality, but the personality, ki adam wa nefesh, and the guf of a behem is two different things. So there's a chelik adam, ki adam wa nefesh, that goes on his back, that's mechaper, that's the person, that's the ritzu, that's the otzu, the chavosu, etc. After that, that facilitates the chelik, we've explained this in Shurim and Perek Tam and Nishkat, that facilitates the achilo, lifting up the chelik, Hagashmi, the guf of the behema, both the part that's put on the mizbech, the chelev, and when the carbon oil, the whole the guf of behema, and the chelev that was eaten by the Kahanim and by the Israelim, that's the two parts of a carbon. Carbon mincha, the two don't separate. Carbon mincha is not a person. Carbon mincha is soilless. Represents maybe a person's possessions, a person's material existence, but it's not a person himself. But in any case, the carbon mincha, the kmitza, Kabbalah, which is the holding in the hand, the halachah on the mizbeach, and the haktorah on the mizbeach, the achilas on the mizbeach was in the, so to speak, in the zrika. The zrika, or the vis-a-vis the zrika, as far as Karban Mincha, is putting the claimants on the mizbeach. That is the achilas on the mizbeach. The rest of the Karban Mincha doesn't go on. So the haktorah haklaimants plays a dual role. It's the zrika, and it's also the chelek of the achilas on the mizbeach. Because of that, the dinim are going to change somewhat. Says Rav Meir Simcha, as we said, that there are two distinct understandings, Emein Bosar Ein Dam. There's one, Legabe the Etzim Tzuras HaKorban. The Korban is a Korban, like we've said over and over again. The person, and therefore the Korban that's been claimed the person, is only complete, only has a Tzur of what a Korban is supposed to be. If there's a personality, there's the Guf, there's the Dam, and there's the Bosar. You have to have both. If you're zayich the dam of a carbon, and there is no bosa, there's no chelev intact, it's not a carbon. It doesn't represent anything. All it is just spritzing dam on the mizbeach. It doesn't represent, doesn't have any tsura of what it's supposed to represent, a guf with a nefesh together. Therefore, the carbon is not relevant. It's possible, like to be sure. Blazer is makshub, but sure possible. There's another thing. There's a more lumdisha way of grasping this main bosa and dam. In the chaloy zrika, the chaloy zrika sadam, which is merata, which is mechaper, which is moitzi odam yidei chevosoy, whatever the carbon is supposed to be, that chaloy zrika has to create a chaloy heter achilo. The zrika sadam, the putting the nefesh or odam on the mizbeach, facilitates the ability to lift up the chelik agashmi of a person to Rabban Shlalem. The zrika sadam, ki adam wa nefesh, facilitates the Achilas, the heter of Achilas Mizbeach, and the heter of Achilas Odom. It's only the dam which is matir, which creates a chalois heter, to put the chelev on the Mizbeach and to eat the basar akorban. The Zrikas Adam only has a chalois matir, only has a chalois, I'm sorry, kaporo, and ritzui only if befoil its matir, the basar and the chelev. So we have the outer type of a main bosa and dam. The tzura of a carbon doesn't have a tzura of a carbon. On a deeper level, what that means is also the inner workings of the carbon. What it affects, it can not only, when it affects the dam, it has to create an effect in the bosa. Otherwise, the avodas hadam is not complete. There's an outer main bosa and dam. That's the tzura, the way the carbon has to be. There's an inner, as far as the process. There's one is content and one is process. Says Rav Meir Simcha that in the carbon mincha, since the two are not totally nothing to do with each other, the haktorah of the koimitz is not only is not only the chelik avoida of being meratz, of being mechaper, but it's also the chelik of achila. So it's enough, says Rav Meir Simcha, that the koimitz exists when a person has that koimitz, and the koyin is bringing the koimitz to put on the mizbeach. True, maybe the rest of the mincha already was never in Israel, but since the koimitz exists, the koimitz is also, so to speak, the achila part of the carbon. True, it's also the chelik ha Avodas Hadam, the equivalent of Avodas Hadam of the carbon, but it's also the Chelek HaBosar, it's also the part that goes on the mizbech that's eaten by the mizbech, the chelik ha'achila of the carbon. So it's enough for the tsura of the carbon to have the carbon. So that's why the din that b'di'evah the carbon is possible according to Yeshua does not exist by carbon mincha. If it was put on the mizbech, l'chatchila you do need the rest of the mincha. B'di'evah, if the kaimitz was put on the mizbech, the kaimitz is the carbon is fine. Why? Because the carbon does exist. The kaimitz is a chelik ha'achila of the carbon. But when we're talking about the inner underpinnings, the chalois of the carbon, lemaisa, the putting the kaimitz on the mizbeach only creates an effect on the bialim. Creates an effect that the bialim is misrasa, is yotzi dechavotzi. But it's not matter anything per se. If there's no, the rest of the soilus is not here, the rest of the chalois of the carbon mincha is not here, it's not matter anything. It does not create an effect in the carbon itself. That din Rimei Simcha suggests is only a din l'chatkilim. The din that the effect of the carbon has to affect the basa. The dam has to, there has to be an interlinking system. The dam has to affect the basa. That din is only l'chatkilim. It's made by carbon mincha, the whole psul of the main basa and dam is only l'chatkilim. As far as keeping the tzur of the carbon, the integrity of the carbon is when you have boss of a dam that you have by carbon mincha because you have the kaimitz. The kaimitz is like the boss of the carbon, but it does not need a special heter because it's put on the mizbeach as a hemshich of avodas adam. That's what Meir Simcha suggests. These are some of the ideas of the main boss and dam. Just to share with you a wonderful idea that I saw and developed by looking into some of the svarim. There's a machloikis, fascinating parallel. There's a machloikis in Davos Samach Chesam and Beis. The Gemara talks about the machlokes of Belezer and Rabbi Shua of how a person is supposed to celebrate Yom Tov. It says over there that the opinion of Rabbi Elazar is that Atzeres Tia Lachem. Rabbi Elazar Sava Oy Kula Lashem Oy Kula Lachem. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is if somebody wants to celebrate Yom Tov, either he's Lachem, eat and be merry, l'chvoid Yom Tov, or l'Hashem, goes to the Beis Medrash, he dams, he learns, but there's no in-between, there's no nishtahin, nishtaher. Rabbi Shua holds that the proper way to make Yom Tov is chatzi l'Hashem and chatzi l'Lochem. That means that a person has to be the chelik of avoido that a person does on Yom Tov, a person dams, a person learns, a person is oivid, does the mitzvah sayoyim, and a person is also eats. Person eats and drinks and makes merry on Yom Tov. There has to be a combination, a healthy combination of the two. We pass on Rabbi Shua. So it's Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. One of the Svarim HaKadmonim points out that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua have a profound machlokes about what the ikur stress in Avodas HaAdam is. There are two chalokim of Avodas Hashem in this world that a person is put on this world for. If the Rebbein Shem only wanted us to do mitzvahs, then what the Rebbein Shem could do, he could have left us in the Elam HaEmes. There's no Yetzirah, there's no Guf, there's no Koimer, there's no personalities, there's no hang-ups, there's no psychological influences. There's nothing there that could distract us, detract us from Avodas Hashem. The Rebbein Shem put us into this world, like the Ramchal says, he wants us to be matzliach in the face of turbulence. It's not a kunst to fly a plane when there's no turbulence. The pilot, who's a real pilot, is able to fly the plane even when 90% of the time it's going off course. It's called having a good GPS system. The tachlis of a person is to be able to navigate his way through turbulent ears of Eilam Hazeh that's full of misyoinis and mishichas hakoimer and the guf doing its thing and personality hang-ups, etc., etc. A person could navigate his way through the turbulent ear space of Eilam Hazeh with a guf. That's the tachlis. But there's two halakim of that. There's one is superseding, pushing down the guf and rising above the goof in the service of Hashem, like Yom Kippur, is that chelik of avoida, fasting. Then there's another chelik of avoida. This avoida is when a person uses his goof to serve the Rebbein Shem. What he's done is he's taking something which should be an enemy of the service of Hashem, and he's turned that into a kli, into a mesharis, into an evid. The two chalakim of a person avoida in this world is rising above the limitations of guf, and also taking the guf and turning it into a klifa avodas Hashem. The two sound like a steer, it's a paradox, but both are true. And there are different mitzvahs and different chalokim of avodas Hashem that speak to one or speak to the other. And there's a fascinating machlokes of Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Beis. Rabbi Yeshua says, B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Rabbi Elazar says, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. The opinion of Rabbi Lezer is that the chelik, this is the way the Bali Drush explained it, that the chelik avoida, which is stressed in Tishrei, is paramount, is the ikar tachlis of a person. What's Tishrei? We fast, we cry, we break our guf, we fast on Yom Kippur. Even after we fast, even after we're niskaper on Yom Kippur, there's another avoida. We leave our house and we go into a dearest aray. The whole avoida of Tishrei is transcending one's physical nature, leaving one's physical limitations behind and rising in the service of avoidas Hashem. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Bin Nisan Nivra Olam, the Ikri Avoid of Nisan, we've explained over and over again these shiurim, is to learn how to eat like a Yid. We don't leave our house for cares. The carbon Pesach, the dam was spritz on the doorpost of the house. Our house is on Mizbech. We don't even need a carbon. We don't even need a Mizbech. We don't even need a carbon Pesach. We do need a carbon Pesach, but we can sit in our house and when we eat Afikam, we eat Matzah. By eating is how we're Mekadosh Rabbeinu Shlom. Purifying, uplifting the guf in the service of Hashem, that's the name of the game when it comes to the Avodas Hashem of Chodesh Nisan. So Rav Shua says, the Iker Avodah, the Pachlis of the world and the Spitz of Avodas Hashem is B'Nisan Nivra Olam. Rav Lezer says, B'Tishri Nivra Olam. If that's true, that's why we understand that Rav Shua holds the Tachlis of a Yom Tiv, of crowning ourselves with the crown of being an Eved Hashem, is Chatzil Hashem v'Chatzil Lachem. That's the whole purpose. The purpose is taking the Chatzil Hashem and uplifting the Chatzil Lachem in the service of the Rebbe Hashem. Lezer says, look, the tachlis of a person is certainly not using the guf. The tachlis of a person, the ikr avoid of a person, is rising above the guf. So you could say that Yom Tiv, you could have Kula Lachem because you're happy with the Rebbe Hashem. But there's no shituf pula, there's no partnership between the guf and between the neshama. It's either here or there. Either it's kule l'Hashem or it's kule l'Hashem. But there's no chatzi chatzi. Rabbi Yeshua says, faket! The whole tachlis of avodas Hashem, that's the Gemara says, ba'atzeres, kule amo moedin b'inon l'Hashem, because Yeshua is the celebration of being avdei Hashem even in a guf. We spoke about that, be'ez Hashem daf samachet. That's the machlokes of Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Let's go back to our machlokes. Imein Boser and Dam. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the ikar of a korban is taking the dam, taking the nefesh, taking the going on the mizbech, the mesius nefesh of a person, rising above his guf and going on the mizbech, putting his dam on the mizbech in the service of Hashem. But if there's no boser, there's no purpose, because the ultimate purpose is learning how to be mekadosh the boser, learning how to be mekadosh the guf. Uplifting, purifying, and raising the guf, raising the basar, the chelev in the service of Hashem. That's Rabbi Shua's opinion. Rabbi Lezer says no. Rabbi Lezer says you're right. There's an avoid of achilo, but the ikr of a korban is the avoid of adam. Rabbi Lezer says even if there's no guf there, but the ikr avoid is ki adam wa nefesh, is uplifting oneself and leaving the guf behind, shechting, getting rid of the guf and uplifting. Fortunately for us, at least in our lowly state, it's hard for us to hear Rabbi Lezer diction. But we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin that Aloch is the main boser in Dam, we also paskin that Yom Tiv is supposed to have a shiluv, is supposed to have a combination of the two. Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem. The Rebbe Shalom should help us in our avoidus Hadam, our avoidus HaNefesh, and our avoid of purifying the Guf. V'tar Libenu Lov V'chobem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.